ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायना विरहकातरा जुहव पुत्रेति तन्मयतयो तरवो विनेदुस्तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। श्रीमद्भागवतं कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15 इंस्ट्रक्शन फॉर द सिविलाइज्ड ह्यूमन बीइंग्स।
श्रीमद्भागवतम स्कंद 7 अध्याय 15 और अध्याय का नाम है सभी सभ्य मनुष्यों के लिए उपदेश और श्लोक संख्या 38 और 41।
गृहस्थस्य क्रियात्यागः व्रतात्यागः वातः वातः अपि तपस्विनः ग्रामसेवा भिक्षोः इन्द्रियलोलता आश्रमा अपस्पदा हि एते खालु आश्रमा विदन्वनः देवमाया विमुरांस्तान् उपेक्षता अनुकम्पया। गृहस्थस्य क्रियात्यागो व्रतत्यागवतोरपि तपस्विनो ग्रामसेवा भिक्षुरिन्द्रियलोलता आश्रमापसदाह्यते कल्वश्रामविदम्बनः देवमाया विमूढांस्तान् उपेक्षातनुकम्पयाम्। गृहस्थस्य क्रियात्यागो व्रतत्यागवतोरपि तपस्विनो ग्रामसेवा भिक्षुरिन्द्रियलोलता आश्रमापसदाह्यते कल्वश्रामविदम्बनः देवमायाविमूढांस्तान् उपेक्षातनुकम्पयाम्।
गृहस्थस्य गृहस्थ जीवन में स्थिर व्यक्ति का क्रियात्यागः गृहस्थ के कर्तव्य को छोड़ना तपस्विनः वानप्रस्थ के लिए ग्राम सेवा गांव में रहकर लोगों की सेवा करना भिक्षुः भीख मांगकर रहने वाले सन्यासी के लिए इंद्रियलोलता इंद्रिय भोग में अनुरक्ति आश्रम आश्रम का अपसदह अत्यंत गर्हित ही निसंदेह एते ए सब खलु निसंदेह आश्रम विडम्बन विभिन्न आश्रमों का अनुसरण करते और धोखा देते देव माया विमोढ़ भगवान की बहिरंग शक्ति के द्वारा मोहग्रस्तों को धन पुण्य उपेक्षा उपेक्षा करे और प्रामाणिक न बने अनुकंपया अथवा दया द्वारा उन्हें असली जीवन की शिक्षा दे। ब्रह्मचारी के लिए ब्रह्मचर्य व्रत का पालन न करना, वानप्रस्थ के लिए गांव में रहना तथा सामाजिक कार्यों में व्यस्त रहना अथवा सन्यासी के लिए इंद्रिय तृप्ति में अनुरक्त रहना निंदनीय है। जो ऐसा करता है वह अत्यंत निम्न श्रेणी का माना जाता है। ऐसा दिखावटी व्यक्ति भगवान की बहिरंग शक्ति द्वारा मोहग्रस्त होता है। मनुष्य को चाहिए कि वह ऐसे व्यक्ति को किसी भी पद से निकाल दे या हो सके तो उस पर दया करके उसे शिक्षा दे जिससे वह अपने मूल पद पर वापस चला जाए। हमने बार बार जोर देकर यह बात कही है कि मानव संस्कृति तब तक प्रारंभ नहीं होगी जब तक मनुष्य वर्णाश्रम धर्म के सिद्धांतों को ग्रहण नहीं करता। यदि भी गृहस्थ जीवन में विषय भोग के लिए छूट है किंतु कोई भी व्यक्ति गृहस्थ जीवन के विधि विधानों का पालन किए बिना यौन सुख नहीं उठा सकता। इसी तरह ब्रह्मचारी को गुरु के संरक्षण में रहना चाहिए। ब्रह्मचारी गुरु को ले वसंत गुरुतम। यदि ब्रह्मचारी अपने गुरु के संरक्षण में लालची होता है और स्वाद के लिए मांस अंडा तथा व्यक्ति की वस्तुएं खाता है तो वह वंचक है और तुरंत ही उसे महत्वहीन समझकर त्याग देना चाहिए। ऐसे व्यक्तियों पर अनुकंपा की जानी चाहिए और यदि हो सके तो ऐसे व्यक्तियों को जीवन के गलत मार्ग पर चलने से रोकना चाहिए अन्यथा उनका बहिष्कार कर दे और उन पर कोई ध्यान नहीं दे।
गृहस्थस्य क्रियत्यागो व्रतत्यागो वतोरपि तपस्विनो ग्रमसेव भिक्षुर इन्द्रियलोलत आश्रमापसदा ह्येते कल्वाश्रमविदम्बनः देवमाय विमुदं स्तन उपेक्षता अनुकम्पया। It is abominable for a person living in a grihastha ashrama to give up the regulative principles, for a brahmachari not to follow the brahmachari vows while living under the care of the guru, for a vanaprastha to live in the village and engage in so-called social activities, and for a sannyasi to be addicted to sense gratification. One who acts in this way is to be considered the lowest renegade. Such a pretender is bewildered by the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and one should either reject him from any position or, taking compassion upon him, teach him, if possible, to resume his original position. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Guravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine वंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। अजानुलम्बितभुजौघनकावदात संकीर्तनायकपितरुकमलायताक्ष विश्वम्बरो द्विजवरो युगधर्मपालवन्दे जगत्प्रिय करो करुणावतारो यन्तः प्रविश्य मम वाचि मम प्रसुप्तं सञ्जीवयतखिल शक्ति दरःस्वदाम्नान्यंश्च हस्तचरणश्रवणत्वगादिं प्रणं नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यं। हरे कृष्ण। सो आई एम वेरी हैप्पी to be with you this morning. And this morning we are reading from the 15th chapter of the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Which is entitled Instructions for the Civilized Human Beings. And Srila Prabhupada stresses in the purport that the human life does not start before one follows the duty of Varnashrama system or Sanatana Dharma.
उसे प्रोपन स्थान पर में ज्यादा जोर दे रहे हैं उसके ऊपर जो वर्णाश्रम धर्म का पालन करता है.
Sometimes we as Vaishnavas consider Varnashrama Dharma as something secondary.
तो कभी-कभी हम वैष्णव लोग वर्णाश्रम धर्म गौण समझते हैं, द्वितीयम समझते हैं.
And of course, there is so much misuse of this Varnashrama Dharma, all this caste system, which developed in India, was very much abused, and therefore Varnashrama system does not have a good name in a modern society.
So, आजकल के आधुनिक समाज में इस वर्णाश्रम पद्धति को अच्छा नाम नहीं, अच्छा स्तर नहीं, जाति पाति के कारण बहुत सारे दुर्व्यवहार हो गए, उसके कारण ये सब बिगड़ गए हैं.
But Prabhupada was very emphatic and he said that you cannot really be considered even as a human being if you don't follow Varnashrama. Human life starts when you realize what is your duty in life.
तो मनुष्य जीवन तब शुरू होता है जब हम समझते हैं कि हमारा कर्तव्य क्या है.
The highest development of this human duties is love of God.
Highest uncha jeevan paddhati yehi hai ki bhagwan se prem karna.
But love of God is a very high ideal.
Bhagwan ka prem jo hai bahut hi unchi baat hai.
And it should be a gradual way to elevate to this position.
Aur iske liye marg hai ki किस प्रकार से उस तक उन्नत हो जाए.
Moreover, one has to be stable in this material world to be able to perform his duties towards the Lord.
उसके पहले उसको इस जगत में अपनी स्थिति में स्थित रहना चाहिए भगवान की सेवा करने के स्तर को आने के लिए.
Srimad Bhagavatam stresses that unless you achieve the position of loving God, you will not be able to be happy.
तो श्रीमद् भागवत में कहा गया है कि जब तक हम भगवान को प्रेम करना नहीं सीखते तब तक हम भगवान की सेवा नहीं कर सकते.
सवाय पुंसाह परो धर्मो यतो भक्तिरत होक्षजे अहैतुके प्रतिहता ययात्मा सुप्रसीदति. आत्मा द सोल कैन बी हैप्पी कैन बी रियली सैटिस्फाइड ओनली व्हेन देयर इज लव ऑफ गॉड.
तो श्रीमद् भागवत के श्लोक में कहा गया है कि आत्मा तभी सुखी हो सकता है जब वो भगवान से प्रेम करता है.
Everyone is trying to be happy in this world. Happiness is the ultimate goal of everyone's endeavor. We work hard, we engage in our family activities and whatever we do, but ultimate goal, ultimate aim of all these activities is to become happy.
तो जो भी कुछ हम करते हैं, जैसे हम कुछ काम करते हैं, जो कुछ करते हैं, उसका असली उद्देश्य, वास्तविक उद्देश्य ये है कि हम सुखी बने.
Some people study in engineering college.
तो कोई लोग इंजीनियरिंग कॉलेज में जाके सुख ढूंढने का प्रयास करते हैं.
There is only one goal for this, to become happy.
तो उनका जीवन का उद्देश्य होता है कि बस इंजीनियर बने तो सुखी हो जाएंगे.
They think that becoming engineers, they will become happy.
तो इंजीनियर बनेंगे तो सुखी हो जाएंगे, ऐसा समझते हैं.
But Srimad Bhagavatam says, no, you can only be happy if you become lover of God.
Srimad Bhagavatam says that if you don't love God, you will not be happy.
Because that's the nature of soul. You cannot be happy unless you accept the natural situation, something which is conducive to your nature, something which is in harmony with your nature. Therefore, this is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. The essence of Srimad Bhagavatam that yayatma suprasidati, ahaitukya pratihata bhakti, yayatma suprasidati. Atma becomes satisfied only when you have unalloyed, unconditional love of God.
तो यही सारे श्रीमद् भागवतम का आत्मा कैसे सुखी हो सकता है? यह आत्मा सुप्रसिद्ध जैसे हमारी भक्ति अखंडित और अप्रतिहत प्रतिहता हो तो ही आत्मा सुखी हो सकता है.
But also Srimad Bhagavatam teaches how to reach this stage.
श्रीमद् भागवतम इस स्तर को कैसे पहुंचे वो भी सिखाता है.
This is the highest ideal, love of God, but there is a gradual elevation to this stage. And Varnashrama is an important step forward for us to realize that this is our goal. Actually, love of God does not depend on anything. Ahaituki does not depend. No hetu.
Bhagwan ka jo prem hai, wo kisi aur cheez par ashrit nahi
hai. Yeah. Hetu nahi hai. There is no hetu for love of God. So you cannot say that Varnashrama is the hetu, karan for love of God.
To aise nahi kar sakte kyunki Varnashrama dharma ek hetu hai ya karan hai Bhagwan ka prem prapt karne ka, aisa nahi.
But still, Varnashrama Dharma plays a specific role in the gradual elevation to the stage of the prem of love of God. Because Varnashrama Dharma explains how to become strong in this world. How not to become dependent on the conditions of this world. And Varnashrama Dharma teaches us how to reach material goals. And when you are satisfied in the material sense, then you will understand that ultimately you are not satisfied inside. Like in the West, people, they are also trying to be happy. They are not different than people in India.
विदेश में भी लोग इस प्रकार से भौतिक दृष्टि से सुखी होना चाहते हैं लेकिन वो भारत में जैसे लोग सुखी नहीं वैसे वो भी सुखी नहीं.
But because they don't follow any maryada, any regulations in their life, they cannot even become happy in the material sense.
तो वो मर्यादाओं का नियमताओं का वो भी उल्लंघन करते हैं उसका पालन नहीं करते इसलिए वो भी सुखी नहीं.
Young boy and young girl got married to become happy. Yeah, but you know, very soon they realize that something is wrong. In the beginning they say, I cannot live without you. In 1 year they say, I cannot live with you. But what happened in the West, they get married once, and then they try second time, and then they try third time, and fourth time, and sometimes 10 times. There was this famous Hollywood actress, Elizabeth Taylor. She had 10 husbands.
Elizabeth
Nanki actress
heroine
उसका
उसके 10 पति थे.
Draupadi only had 5.
Draupadi
she had 10.
और 10 थे.
She's twice as good as Draupadi.
Draupadi से double अच्छी थी वो.
But the point is that they still, you know, one marriage fails, another marriage fails, another marriage fails. They still have hope.
The point is that
yeah, the Asha is very strong.
The Asha is very strong.
Yeah, much good here.
Much good.
So, they still hope for happiness, but happiness doesn't happen without following maryada. Actually, in the West, in Paschim Desh, sublok, they don't understand that without following maryada, strict rules, you cannot be happy, even in the ordinary sense, even in this sadharan, you know, sense.
तो सामान्य रूप से देखा गया तो इस प्रकार से इंद्रियों के द्वारा सुखी नहीं बनाया जा सकता है सामान्य लेवल पे भी.
Yesterday I listened to the lecture and the example was given. Let's say you have a very good Mercedes car. Mercedes car. You have a very good Mercedes car. And it's a brand new Mercedes car. And you sit in this Mercedes car and you drive. And somebody calls you, your friend calls you, and he asks you, how's the car? And he says, you say, you know, it's a very good car, 200 kilometers speed. It's a very new car. The engine is very strong. The tires is very good. Steering wheel is very good. And he asks, how about the brakes? And he tries the brakes. And he says, brake don't work. You're driving 200 kilometers with this speed, with this car, but brakes don't work. So in the same way, this human body is a very good car. It's much better than Mercedes car. There is Chaurasi Lok, Yoni in this world. But, you know, human body is special. But the specialty of this human body is that you need brakes. In any other body, brakes are there. But in human body, the brakes is not built in. So, maryada is necessary, discipline is necessary to achieve the goal of life. If you're driving in a car and you want to achieve a goal, and the car doesn't have a brakes, there is a good chance that you will not achieve the goal, the destination. So this is the situation which is described here in this particular verse. That if people neglect their basic duties, if they give up their duties, basic duties, there could be only two attitudes towards such people. Two attitudes. Either you neglect these people, you don't associate, you don't take them seriously, upeksha. You basically avoid them. Because, you know, we're living in the society, and in the society, if we have close sangha, close association, then it will affect our consciousness. Or otherwise, Narada Muni says that if you can teach them, then you should teach them. Narada Muni says, if your compassion is very good, if your compassion is very strong, and by your compassion you can change their ways, then you should teach them. Otherwise, avoid them. You know, that's the preaching. You know, preaching means compassion. If we don't feel compassion, it's better not to preach. Because preaching without compassion is without essence. We can move people's heart only by our compassion. And here it is stressed that if you can change people's ways, if you can help people to understand, to come to their senses, to come back to their position in the society, then you should do it. And that's, you know, we are all products of Prabhupada's compassion. He was so compassionate that he wanted to teach the whole world how to follow the principles of culture, of real culture. There is one story that once Prabhupada was driving in a car in Mumbai. And he saw this Mumbai trains, you know. If you've been to Mumbai, you know how hellish it is, you know. And these trains are packed and jammed, and you know, there are lots and lots and lots of people in these trains. Since you literally, you know, cannot breathe in these trains. And Prabhupada was driving in a car passing by these trains. And at this time he started crying. Tears were gliding in his cheeks. And he said, you know, these souls, they got the human body and they're wasting their time in these trains. They spent Doganta one way and Doganta another way. 2 hours in one way, 2 hours another way. Just squeezed. Uselessly. So, because of Prabhupada's compassion, he only came to teach us how to become happy. This is the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam, of course, but Prabhupada made it available for us and made it accessible for us, people all over the world. There is another little story about Prabhupada. Prabhupada once came to Los Angeles temple, I believe. And it was a peak of the movement, so there was a huge crowd of people, you know, hundreds of people. And it was a very strange crowd because there were hippies, there were professors, there were, you know, students, there were black, there were white, there were Indians, all kinds of very strange crowd. And Prabhupada sat on Vyasasan. And he looked at this crowd. And he started chuckling. Chuckling, yes, laughing.
और इस प्रकार प्रभुपाद ने देख के उनको देखा और हंसने लगे.
He was laughing by looking at this crowd because it's really strange, you know, professors and students and hippies and bums, you know, all kinds of people coming to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Prabhupada said, he actually said it for himself, but because the microphone was on, everyone could hear it. He wanted to say for himself something, but the microphone was on, so everyone could hear it. He said, Krishna's feet are big enough to feed all the people under them. Take shelter. So he wanted to give us the shade of Krishna's lotus feet. But here he stresses that one has to strictly follow the principles of Varnashram Dharma. And then become happy in the material sense, in the ordinary sense. And at the same time, try to develop love of God. Because when we are not happy in an ordinary sense, it's very difficult to develop love of God. Our mind will always be agitated, you know, I'm not happy, maybe I'm missing something in the life. But as I said, there is also one other reason why the Varnashrama Dharma should be followed very strictly. Varnashrama Dharma makes one very strong. And resolute in his intelligence. Resolute, vyavasayatmik buddhi. Yeah. And Krishna says, vyavasayatmika buddhi hai keha kuru nandana. He says it's very important to have this vyavasayatmika buddhi. For practicing bhakti, for practicing spiritual life. I wanted to tell a little story about one ancient king by the name Sudhanva. Sudhanva. It's a beautiful story. It's a little long, but I think I will make it. So this king's actually Sudhanva was the son of King Hamsadvaja. And they were living at the time of Krishna, when Krishna was in Dwaraka. And the city of this king was called Champakpuri. So this king was a great devotee of Lord Krishna. So much so that he made a very strict rule. Whoever wants to live in my city, he has to be a bhakta. If he's not a bhakta, he's not allowed in this city. And he also made a second rule. He said, if you want to live in my kingdom, you have to be devoted to your wife. If you are not chaste in your family relationship, you cannot live in this kingdom. So he was ruling for a long time but he had one sorrow, one sadness in the heart. He was thinking that I am Lord Krishna's bhakta, but I haven't seen him in my life. I have not seen him. Said, I want to see Krishna. And then at that time, Pandavas, they started Ashwamedha Yagya. And they put the horse, and the horse was, you know, walking, you know, as... And the condition was, you know, if the horse will come to any kingdom, that the king either has to surrender to Pandavas and accept their rulership, or he has to fight with them. And most of the kings, they just surrendered. They didn't want to fight with Pandavas. After all, who wants to fight with Arjuna? Nobody wants to mess with Arjuna. But this king Hamsadvaja, he said, I will fight with them, and I will fight so fiercely with them that Krishna will have to come, and in this way I will see Krishna. No. Hamsadvaja. So they caught the horse, and they prepared for the war. And he, in consultation with his gurus, he made a very strict rule that everyone, all the kshatriyas of my kingdom, all the warriors of my kingdom, have to come on time. If somebody will be late for this war, he will be put in a big cold room with a boiling oil. He probably knew that Indians are not very punctual. He wants to teach them to become punctual in a very hard way. Anyway, but what happened? He had five sons, and he was old, so he was not going to fight himself, but he had five sons, and the youngest of them, Sudhanva, came late. Yeah, king's son. Why did he come late? Because before the battle, he wanted to take blessings from his wife. Yeah. He first came to his mother and he took blessings from his mother. And mother told him, you know, you probably will be killed, but don't worry about this. You know, if you will die by seeing Krishna, this is the success of your life. And you will, you know, fight very fearlessly and bring Krishna here. I want to see Krishna. Your father wants to see Krishna. You will see Krishna. You know, just fight. And then he came to his sister, and then he came to his wife. The point I want to make is that even though he was a great devotee of the Lord, he was also following very strictly all these rules of Varnashrama system.
So,
he was taking the blessings of his mother and even his wife. Because he knew, if I am following this very strictly, I become very strong. I have this task in mind to fight with Arjuna, and I have to become strong. How I can become strong? Only by following all the rules. But what happened? He came late, and therefore, you know, he had to be put in this cold room of boiling oil. So, anyway, you know, the rule means rule, so he said, okay, no problem. I will go to this pot of boiling oil. But before doing this, he started praying to Lord Krishna. He said, I'm not afraid of death, but I'm afraid of that I will die without seeing you. Death is certain, we all have to die. Death is certain, we all have to die. We will have to die anyway. So, and he was praying within his heart to Krishna that somehow or other, I don't want to die in this cauldron of hot oil. I just want to see you, and I want to die from Arjuna's arrows. So Krishna, of course, he heard the sincere prayer of his bhakta. So when he jumped in this oil, you know, Krishna made this oil very cool.
Then he was.
Yeah, and he was very, you know, nice, Hare Krishna, no problem. So everyone was very amazed, you know, how did it happen? And even the two gurus of the king came to see this miracle. And they developed some doubt. Maybe king, you know, didn't really heat this oil. Maybe this oil is not hot enough. He had two gurus. One guru name was Shanka, another guru name was Likhita. Shanka and Likhita. And the great rishis, they still some Dharma Shastras by Shanka and Likhita there. Dharma Shastra. So they wanted to check whether the oil is really hot. So they took the coconut and they threw the coconut in this oil. And when they threw the coconut, coconut exploded and jumped out of the cold room and hit them on the head.
And
Anyway, it's a long story, so I miss some details of this story. But anyway, so this Sudanva, he started fighting. He was allowed to fight even though he was late for the battle.
So why is it Sudanva got there? Why is it just
And he was fighting so... Yeah, and actually, these gurus, Shankha and Likita, were so pleased. Then they gave him blessings to this Sudanva. They said, nobody will be able to defeat you except for Arjuna. And this Sudanva, he started fighting, and he basically defeated everyone. Kritavarma, Satyaki, you know, even Pradyumna, Niruda, everyone was there, he defeated all of them. And ultimately Arjuna had to come to fight with him, you know, because he was killing so many people and they were in a bad shape. But unfortunately, Krishna was not there. And this Sudanva, he became very angry. He said, you know, what is the use for me to fight with you if Krishna is not there? I wanted to fight with you only because I wanted to see Krishna. And he became so angry, he started fighting so fiercely, you know, so fiercely that Arjuna was practically defeated, he was wounded. His wrath was totally smashed, and his chariot was smashed, his charioteer ran away. And then ultimately he said, unless you get Krishna here, you will be killed. This is what he said. And Arjuna, within his heart, he started praying to Krishna. He said in his heart, Krishna, what are you doing to me? You know, I'm your bhakta, you know. And you said, Name bhakta pranashyati, my bhakta is never perished, you know. This is your personal promise you told me, you know, and now look at me, what's happening? So Krishna immediately appeared there. With a new chariot. And this Sudanva, he looked at Krishna, he saw Krishna, and he became so transfixed. He was seeing the beauty of Krishna and he forgot everything. He was practically in samadhi, he was looking at Krishna. He said, now my life is successful. Yeah. So, and then Arjuna, he became a little enlivened. And he said, it's not the time for meditation, you know, you're meditating, now prepare to fight with me. So he prepared to fight, but then Sudanva told Arjuna, you can only defeat me, you cannot defeat me by ordinary ways. You can only defeat me if you give a certain vow. And Arjuna said, okay, I'll give the vow. He took the three arrows from his quiver.
Arjuna ने बोला कि अर्जुन से तीन बार उन्होंने मांगे थे फिर उन्होंने तीन बार
And he said, this is my vow. If I don't kill you with these three vows, then all my predecessors will go to hell. Uh-huh. They will lose all their piety and they will be in hell.
Uh-huh.
Arjuna said, if I don't kill you with either of these three arrows, all my predecessors will go to hell. Yeah. And then the Sudanva, he took three arrows from his quiver. And he said very clever thing. And he said, by the name of Krishna, Arjuna didn't mention Krishna, but Sudanva said, by the name of Krishna, if I don't break your three arrows with my three arrows, then I will go to hell. So, and they started fighting, and this Sudanva was really, you know, very strong fighter. And the chariot, Arjuna, you know, Krishna had to take chariot further and further back because Sudanva was attacking and attacking and attacking. And then Krishna said to Arjuna, Arjuna, it will not be easy to win over this Sudanva because he is so devoted to his wife. Yeah, this is the point which I want to make because, you know, if you follow these rules, you become very strong. And there is many famous story about this, you know, the hunter Dharma, by the name Dharma, and there is this Kaushik story in Mahabharata, how the you know, Kaushik was this Pativrata woman, but anyway, so there are many stories of this sort. So Krishna himself said it will be very difficult to win over him because he is so devoted to his wife and because he is so strong and following his dharma, and after all he is also my bhakta. And then Arjuna realized that he has to take this ultimate weapon, so he took one of these arrows out of the three arrows and he, you know, he shoot these arrows to Sudanva. And Sudanva took another arrow, one of these three arrows, and he... And he broke this arrow. So Arjuna took the second arrow and he again shot this arrow. And Sudanva took second arrow and he broke this arrow too. So now there is only one arrow left. And Arjuna becomes really worried, you know, what will happen? And Krishna says to him, Arjuna, you know, don't worry, I'm with you. Masucha. Arjuna becomes doubtful, but Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja. Arjuna developed some doubt, some sandeh. Yeah. But Krishna said to him, just do it. And it's a difficult situation.
So Krishna ne kaha, inhene tum chodo.
Because on one side there is one great devotee of the Lord Sudanva, and he gave his promise, and Krishna, by the name of Krishna, if I don't break all your three arrows by my arrows, then, you know, then I will go to hell. And from another side there is Arjuna, and Arjuna gave his promise, I have to kill you with these three arrows, and Krishna has somehow or other do this both things. So Krishna has to fulfill the promises of two bhaktas, and Krishna himself is a little bewildered. What shall I do? But anyway, Krishna found a way. So Arjuna, he shoot his third arrow with full strength. And Sudanva took his third arrow and with full strength he shot his arrow to break this arrow. And this third arrow broke this third arrow of Arjuna into two pieces. But still, one piece hit the neck of Arjuna, of Sudanva, and cut the neck of Sudanva. So in this way, Krishna fulfilled the promise of both bhaktas.
This prakar se Krishna ne apne dono bhakton ke vachan hai puri ki ek asi
toda he broke the arrow, but the third, the half of the arrow cut his head.
To ne Sudanva ne baal ko toda, lekin aadha baal ka tukda aaya aur usne sir toda.
But Sudanva, while, you know, by when this half of the arrow hit his head, Sudanva said, "Jai Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai." And his head rolled on the ground and came to the feet of Lord Krishna. And Krishna touched his head by his feet. And his Atma went into Krishna's body, went to the spiritual world. Anyway, I thought I will tell you this little story about this King Sudanva to make this point which Narada Muni is making in these verses, that you really have to be very strict. If you are grihastha, you have to follow the rules of grihastha life. If you are brahmachari, you have to be real brahmachari. If you are sannyasi, you have to be sannyasi. If you are vanaprastha, you have to be real vanaprastha. That is not a goal in itself. That is not a goal in itself. The real goal is to achieve Krishna Prem. But if you follow these rules, you become civilized human being and ultimately you will be able to develop love of God. And when you develop love of God, at the same time, you will develop great compassion towards all living beings. This is the same emotion, the same bhava. The same bhava, love of God, becomes compassion towards living entities. So, we are here, all the results of Prabhupada's kripa, Prabhupada's daya, Prabhupada's compassion. By following his steps, we will be able to achieve the same goal as him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
We should not only neglect this person, avoid this person who is not following rules and regulations. So, in a family, if somebody is not devotional, is not performing devotional acts, and if somebody is trying to, you know, to help him, but he is not doing that, so what to do in such condition? What to do in such condition with that person?
And for this person? What to do for him? One thing you can always do, you can pray to Krishna. If you pray to Krishna, then Krishna can change his heart. Like in Russia, I have one example, I can give you one example. It was a husband and wife, and husband became a devotee. And his wife didn't want to become a devotee. She was very, very much against it. Very much. She was eating meat and all kinds of things, you know. And you know, for many years, she just was so much opposed to this. But her husband was very devoted and very chaste in that sense, and he was doing his duties as a husband very diligently, and he was always praying for his wife. After 9 years, she became a devotee. And she became such a fired up devotee that she started saying to her husband, you know, you are not doing properly, this is what you should do. After 9 years, your heart changed. Sometimes it takes time. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Please bless me. आशीर्वाद दीजिए।
तो महाराज की ये बड़ी अमृत है, तो थोड़े शॉर्ट में थोड़ा महाराज का परिचय दूंगा। तो महाराज महाबलेश्वर में भी अभी अभी बहुत बड़ा जीवी से रिट्रीट हुआ, तो हम वहाँ पे थे, तो महाराज वहाँ चार दिन थे। तो उसके बाद गुरु महाराज ने कल कुछ लोग संग आए, विशेष करके महाराज को रिक्वेस्ट किया कि आप अरण्य और पंडरपुर आइए और यहाँ के भक्तों को लाभ दीजिए, अब यहाँ के दर्शन कर लाभ दीजिए। तो इस प्रकार महाराज की विनती के कारण महाराज यहाँ पे आए। और आप सबको पता होगा कि महाराज भक्ति विज्ञान स्वामी महाराज है, महाराज रशिया में रहते हैं और रशिया के जीवी से हैं। हम बड़े भाग्यशाली की पहली बार महाराज यहाँ पे आए हैं और इतना उनका बड़ा संघ, एक दुर्लभ संघ हमें प्रदान किया और इतना सुंदर विलास दिया। तो ऐसे कहा है कि लोग मात्र साधु संघ सर्वस्थिति है, तो ऐसे महान भक्तों का थोड़ा सा संग प्राप्त होता है तो सब सिद्धि प्राप्त हो जाती है, भगवान की कृपा होती है। तो हम बड़े भाग्यशाली महाराज के महाराज के संग में बैठ के इतना सुंदर विलास सुने, इसके लिए हम महाराज का हृदय पूर्वक धन्यवाद देंगे। हरि बोल करके
हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल।